We're joined at the media center by our number one qualifier in funny car, Courtney Forrest, 3.889 at 328.30 miles per hour. Her sixth of the season, 16th of her career, second consecutive number one here. You guys still ran strong today, got those two good runs under your belt. Does that give you confidence? Number one, four, you know, some really strong runs going into tomorrow.
Yeah, it feels great, obviously, being in the number one qualifying spot, you know, for this entire Advanced Auto Parts Chevy Camaro team. Due to, you know, all my guys, my crew chiefs, Dan Hood, Ronnie Thompson, it's pretty impressive what they can do, you know, up here for the Mile High Nationals. I mean, to lay down a number like that, even in the, you know, cooler conditions in Q4, you know, not a lot of people are running in the 80s. So it's really cool to see, you know, a job well done by my team. And feels great to be in that top spot, but, you know, looking for, you know, a long race day tomorrow. That's what we need. We need to pick up those points, and we got to climb our way back up there. So, you know, I think feeling pretty good coming off of qualifying. I feel like we've made some pretty consistent runs. You know, learning some things for sure. Obviously, in that last run, you kind of had to push it, and it wasn't having it at the end. It keeps trying to dance around down there, but you know, really happy with, you know, so far how our weekend's going. So, hoping for a long day tomorrow.
How do you get that number one to translate into a victory?
You know, it's honestly, when the conditions are there, that's when you can go and try to get those killer numbers for that top spot. For race day, really to translate that, you've really got to run good in the heat. And that's, you know, what we're trying to learn from Q3 today, Q4. You know, a little bit different conditions than the prime cool conditions that we had for, you know, our number one spot. So I think we definitely learned something today. Looking forward to tomorrow. It's going to be, you know, a hot track all day long. So it'll be interesting to see what we can do, and it'll be fun to see what kind of numbers people lay down. But really feel good about where my team's at, you know, how we've been running. And, yeah, we'll see what we can do.
Courtney, based on how the season has gone, could this be the kiss of death for GFR in terms of qualifying first and second?
I mean, I think it's pretty amazing that Dad and I are 1 and 2, him and his peak, you know, car, and me in Advance Auto. I think it is really great for JFR. I mean, if you look at it last year, Dad and I were in the final round together. He took the win, and you know, that's not what I'm thinking about. Even when we roll up just for qualifying, you know, I want to make sure he's not taking my top spot, and we hang on to it. I mean, it's important for us to pick up those points. You know, those bonus points are huge out here, and being quickest of the session is important. But really, you get more points going rounds on race day, so that's what we're looking to do. And I think, for sure, where JFR is standing at this point this weekend, it's definitely a great start to the Western Swing.
When you go out there tomorrow, obviously the team has qualified first in 8 of the previous 13 events, but you've only won once. Is that going to be on your mind?
Well, I mean, we have yet to win this season, so, I mean, there's a lot on my mind. Obviously, we want to get into that Traxxas Nitro Shootout, and we want to get Advanced Auto Parts in the winner's circle. This is, obviously, the start of the Western Swing. We'd like to, you know, end the weekend on a high note so we can continue on into, you know, the rest of the races of the swing, and we got to look for a good race day, and we need to make it happen. I mean, we've had a great race car. We've proven it in qualifying. We're stumbling over ourselves, you know, over our own 2 feet on race day, and we can't do it anymore. And, you know, we're well aware of it, but, you know, I think we're trying to make this car run fast, and I think we just need to get it down to the other end and just get some sort of consistency in the car. And, you know, I've got the best crew chiefs and best team to make that happen. So really feeling confident about this weekend.